What's up? This is D-Ray with Texas Law Dogs Podcast. Welcome to the wild world of Texas policing. Real stories told by real officers from the street. Anything from the academy all the way to retirement. Let us help you understand why we are the way we are. Rate, review, subscribe, follow us on all your social media platforms and your favorite podcast platforms. New episode coming up.
Low T.
Texas Law Dogs.
Texas Law Dogs.
Somebody said he needed caffeine.
I thought he said he had low T.
He's got low T?
No.
Hollywood got low T? I
thought that was the reason for the arm thing.
Caffeine.
I thought he said low T.
Texas Law Dogs.
Texas Law Dogs. Hey, maybe that's what this episode is sponsored by. Something that gives you
skin aids.
More T.
What?
Not low T. What's up, guys?
Not much.
So, who's introducing this one?
Oh, well, we can introduce this as Texas Law Dogs. Sober episode. So
sober. Well, so, Steely's got one.
Yeah, I thought we could, do life lessons, learned on the job.
Yeah.
On patrol. Life lessons.
I mean, we've got several years of... What we call life lessons.
Right.
I'm not the same because I learned things.
And I like to share what I've learned with my kids. I mean, I feel like I wouldn't be a good father.
If you weren't sharing some of that.
I wouldn't share my knowledge.
Okay, let me ask you this before we go back to, before we tell anybody anything. What lesson are you sharing with your children already?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so many. But I think the number two. Well, or number two, never trust a fart.
Oh,
that's gold.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's my question. Have you been crapped? Which I know the answer to this question because I witnessed one of them. Have you been crapped on?
Well, so this all stemmed, and then I'll go to the life lesson that I've learned from these incidents that have happened to me. I'll end it with what I teach my kids.
Right. Okay. That. Fair enough. Oh, okay.
So in my career, and I know I'm not the only one, surely y'all have experienced this, but have y'all not been shat on?
I've been shat on.
Yeah. Multiple times.
And peed on. Yeah.
So.
In an ambulance.
One time I was patting down, it was a woman.
His face is so serious.
She was a manly woman.
She was a manly woman. Okay. All right. Yeah. You see how serious he got?
She had robbed somebody.
Right. I remember this one,
And I turned the corner and she was out in the middle of the street.
You had a rookie, did you not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I did.
Who's no longer there?
I don't know if he was a rookie yet or a cadet.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
I think he was about to go to the academy. I can't remember now. But anyways, I turned the corner. We're like face to face, but in the car. So I'll get out, draw down on her. Scared the shit out of her.
Literally.
Like, she told me this.
And then
with her, she's like, "You scared the shit out of me." So anyways, but I'm focused. I'm doing my job, right? So I get up there, start patting her down, and ask her if she has any weapons on her. And she said she had a pocket knife. Well, it was supposed to be in her waistband. It wasn't there. I looked down, it was on the ground.
With the pocket knife.
Fucking knife. Because she shook it out of her pants. She had...
That's not all she shook.
Had sweatpants on. Anyways, I reached down there to grab it. It was warm and mushy.
Yeah.
I realized she had...
Shat herself.
She crept out the prison shank.
And then I realized when she shook it out of her pants, she shook it
She's
on my boot.
She's shaking it on you, right? Yeah.
So now I've got it on my boot. I've got it on my hands. And of course, I've got a hold of her. And I needed to get it off my hands, right?
I guess. Did you wipe it on her?
I hope.
I wiped it on her shirt.
Did you really good? Yeah, I feel you. I'm totally fine with that. Hey, that's yours anyway.
So mad. So mad.
Hey, that just triggered something. You also went into the county jail and you had a guy that, and maybe this is a life lesson that you saw, because wasn't there a guy sitting on the bench and he was getting...
No.
TT'd on by the other dude. It was in the cell.
I don't remember that one.
I thought you
so
told me
I arrested a guy for murder, actually.
Okay.
And anyways, we've been looking for him for a while, but I was working patrol, found him, hooked him up. He wasn't all there. he
at that moment or in general? Okay, right. All right.
So anyways, he was in the screening room for a long time. So like or the where the observation room for the jailers.
Right, watching. Right, right.
So every time you'd bring in a jailer in there, they're there. He's there. Well, one day I'm walking in and I look over and he's like looking at me through the glass, and all I can see is the tip of a nose, like smearing doo doo around. Because he had smeared doo doo all over the cell.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I've seen that a couple times. That.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because he had a little area.
Yes.
You could see.
Yes, but he was like moving his, trying to get a good look through the doo doo.
Yeah.
And he's every time he did, his nose would like draw like a line in the doo doo. Is Cody?
Yeah.
See?
He was out of it.
Yeah, he had lost his mind.
So another life lesson: don't smear. Hopefully, your own doo doo.
Yeah, don't smear doo doo.
No, don't do that. Period.
Don't smear doo doo on a window that you want to look at.
Right, because you'll get it on your face.
The crap is hard to look through.
Right, clearly.
So not clearly. No, it's kind of blurry.
It's kind of blurry. So you need to instill this in your children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like these are things that you don't do. Things that we've seen on duty that you don't do. What you got, Hollywood?
Mine, pepper spray related.
Oh my God.
Wait, I didn't get to tell my life lesson that I
taught. Oh, my bad.
Sorry.
That's my fault.
Sorry,
my bad.
So what I've taught my kids after going through experiences that I've gone through is don't trust the fart. So
I could see the connection.
Right.
And you shouldn't.
You gonna say
Hollywood. Pepper spray.
Is it one particular officer?
No. Well, no.
I can call his number.
Too. Don't trust a buddy with it.
Oh, you're no kidding.
Yeah, but no, if you get sprayed or if it's on you, don't take a shower. Let the water run straight down.
Oh, we told that story. That was your academy. Yeah, man.
That was bad.
Yeah, that it happened there at the academy. And then I watched another guy. He got sprayed in the face quite a bit and took him to decontamination at the county. And he's in there, and it runs down.
Yeah,
and
man.
I don't remember who arrested him or who was in there. I was nearby, and I just hear him.
Oh, yeah. And he starts getting hot.
Yeah, and then he says, what do you want? Because I'm cooking.
That's probably a life lesson that we learned that we have shared with the bad guys, I would say. Because I don't know how many of people that I've sprayed that I've told when they're washing off, just get your face.
And that's what I was
trying to warn them.
That's what I was going to say. It's like, it's happened to us. And then we arrest somebody that either run from us or a pursuit or that fought us or whatever else. And you're still trying to help them because you know how bad that is.
There are some.
I mean, that's legit because I sprayed one and I was like, hey man, just bend over, let it get your face only. Don't let it run down south. It's going to light you up.
That reminds me of another story. same thing. Yeah. Whenever you get sprayed, don't let your buddy hand you a wipe.
Oh, God. I forgot all about that.
Okay, give it to me.
Oh, you were there.
Oh, gosh. Was it me?
Yeah. You handed me the wipe.
And he had pepper spray in his face.
Okay, so me and 216.
Okay. You're going to have to jog my memory.
Oh, okay.
Because
you were pissed off.
Yeah, you got mad at him.
That
kind of seems to be the theme of what just before we went on, we were talking about.
So, 216 stopped a car, family video parking lot.
Okay, I'm trying.
I was there. I backed him up. The guy was lying about who he was. The guy was like, he was a little dude. He was like 5'5", maybe 150 pounds, but he was a monster because he was high on PCP.
Yeah, that happens.
So anyways, we didn't know he was high on PCP at the time. We just knew he was lying about who he was, and we didn't know who he was at the time. So 216 decides, let's hook him up. So I'm there to back. So I'm just kind of standing back, making sure everything's all good, right? It's not.
Of course not.
So the dude tries to squeeze between 216 and the fight was on. And we fought that guy for, I don't know, it seemed like forever. 2.5 minutes, but it seems like forever when you're giving everything you got. And we were both on the guy. He'd stand up. We'd get him back down to the ground. He'd get back up. He's just growling the whole time. He had pulled everything off my belt. I think 216's belt was empty too. Our guns were there, but like our ASP and our radios were flying off and our pins came out of our pocket. I mean, just everything was scattered, but we were just wrestling with him. Well, 216, I will never forget it. he says, spray his ass. And I say it, you know, like that, because that's, you know,
yeah,
he counts, he's country.
I could hear it.
I can spray hear it too. Yeah. I got lost for a minute. Yeah.
So, that was a last resort for us.
Oh my gosh, yeah, wasn't it?
We didn't have tasers and stuff.
Nobody wanted to spray anybody.
So I sprayed him. Well, shortly after.
But you're no stranger to spraying people either.
Well, I didn't spray a whole lot of people.
You sprayed a crowd one night. We'll talk about that too.
Yeah, I did that. But anyway, like I sprayed the guy. Well, he ends up like headbutting me in my eyes, the headbutt wasn't like life altering or anything. You
probably
know,
hurt him more than you.
But all that pepper in my eyes, and we're still fighting. So, anyways, we get to where we're finally holding him down. Backup shows up, saves the day. Get him cuffed up.
Was that me?
You were one of them.
Oh, look at me.
116 was there.
Oh, he probably, 100% that was him then.
But while we're fighting, there was a passenger that got out, was going to come over there to, because he was calling for his buddy to help him.
Oh, right. Okay.
So anyways, you show up. We're like, hey, there was a passenger car. And he's like, no, he's gone. So,
I think I remember this. Yeah.
I was trying to jog your memory.
Yeah. Because I really was struggling.
Yeah. So anyway, we get the dude hooked up in the car. And I'm going to go inside the business and go wash my face off because I'm on fire. And
can't imagine why.
54 is like, stop.
So serious.
Yeah, 188, go get the, because we just got these awesome wipes to decontaminate.
I think I remember this,
know, somebody that had been sprayed, but it specifically said, do not use on eyes. And
hey, let's try to use that on eyes.
Yeah. So I hear 54, stop. 188, go get those wipes. And I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure I can't use these on my eyes.
He was paying attention in briefing, wasn't he? Listen to him.
Yes. So he brings them to, or you bring them to me. And I'm like, I got to check this out. So I'm trying to read, but my eyes.
Wait, weren't you like trying to pull your eye? Okay, I remember this.
It's all on camera, too.
Yeah.
I look at it, and it's like in big bold, do not use on eyes. And I was just like, I can't use this on my eyes.
Oh, yeah, and you threw him down, right? Yeah. You got super bitter about that.
You got mad at me. I felt bad, but I was like, dying.
You were dying.
Yeah.
16 said your words were, I can't use this shit.
And throws them across the parking lot.
That was probably more accurate.
That's funny.
Yeah, I felt bad later.
Oh, that's fine. I didn't even remember it.
I can't believe you didn't remember
it. Isn't it crazy that like some of the things that I'll remember that you want, that you won't, and you'll remember that I won't. It's just, it's weird how certain calls that we're all three a part of that we might not remember until somebody says something that jogs it, because we're only on a million calls. Yeah. So, I mean, what are you typing away at? What you got?
I'm just not my idea. I'm just keeping pace.
Keeping pace? Yeah, he's got his glasses on. So, he's getting good.
Another lesson that I learned, talk shit, get hit.
Oh, it's talk shit, get hit. Yeah, that was one.
How'd you learn that lesson?
I've talked a lot of shit one day.
Yeah. Every day.
In one day.
And supervisors love it.
One day.
Yeah. But this was really something I learned from somebody else. I haven't quite learned it for myself yet, but I give that advice to other people because
Learn it.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen other people talk shit.
That's exactly how you get hit.
So, Don't do that. We've had some officers.
Go ahead.
Run their mouth. Some juveniles.
Yeah.
And
you get lit up.
So, yeah. That's
so it's like, what do we talk about with Commander? You know, he said that you get another weight limit on your ass, a load limit on your ass. Yeah. Is it two sergeants or one lieutenant? So I guess it can work both ways. If you're an officer, is it this boy? Is it that boy? Is it this dude on PCP? Mm-hmm. Or is it like, so I mean, because there have been times that people will just straight up square up.
Yeah.
Because you've got a little too much of an attitude, and we've seen that.
Or if they need a place to stay for the night.
Right.
Pretty sure...
you can ask 39.
Need a banquet meal or something like that, you know?
Pretty sure 184 ducked a one, and 35? Was it 35? Was the receiving end? You got knocked smooth out?
You are getting old. 35. Yeah, 35.
Yes. Yeah.
He got knocked smooth out.
Knocked smooth out.
Yeah.
Took it to the door jamb and nailed his head up against it.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Smooth out.
So what was the lesson on that? Don't be the second one in the door, third one in the door.
I don't know. Situational awareness.
Or the lack thereof.
Yeah.
Well, he was the one talking smack anyways.
Okay. Yeah. I've got one. I remember one night, and I think you were both there, and I think hopefully this will jog your memory. I was minding my own business, and I get dispatched to a call, and I'm going to tell you what the life lesson is in just a minute. I get dispatched to a call. And dispatch voice sounds different. The tone's odd, you know, because you all work together. We work together enough that we know each other's tone. When you said 177 on the radio, I could be like, he's either needing something or it's regular. You, just by the tone of everybody that worked together. Dispatch was different. I was like, what's up with this? You know, 188. It's like, go ahead. You know, and they're like, need to be en route to the sports complex, you know, and go check out this building or something. We got a burglar of a building or something going on. I remember what the call was. And then when I get there, they got some juveniles running or somebody's taking off running. Mm-hmm. There's foot pursuit, right? Is this jogging anybody's memory?
Maybe.
In the bleachers?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody burglarized a concession stand or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I knew something was wrong because how the call just kept progressing. And then what made it the best thing in the world is when DPS said, hey, I'm with you. I'm en route. And then I remember y'all freaking out a little bit because I was being set up.
I've been in a single bathroom with another man holding him saying, we're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Right. Because now DPS is coming with me and we're both flying down the deal. So trying to get to the sports complex or get to the stadium. So I remember knowing something was wrong with the tone and how the call come out.
Yeah.
So, and I knew y'all were jacking with me. And what did y'all do? Who called? DPS? Called, you called him and said, hey.
No.
Somebody called DPS.
Get a hold of this DPS right. And tell him to disregard.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Did y'all ever talk to him or not?
Yeah, we talked to him.
I mean, during that, because when he got there,
we
had
no idea.
Yeah, because he was in it with me. He was like, where did they go?
He was in it to win it.
Yeah. And he was somebody that I probably wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of.
Yeah.
So you got to know that your friends will jack with you at night time. So trust that tone.
Yes.
I like 216. Is that what you get to say?
Well, no, I was speaking on friends. I was going to say, what's not your friends? And this was my life lesson number three. So you can tell your story and then we'll go to my life lesson. This,
to back up what you're talking about is 216. We went all out for his. Like, I don't think anyone's made that kind of preparation.
It was pretty good.
We got a multi-tool and put it like by the front door of the college.
Oh, gosh.
And then we got a bike from Impound.
Oh, gosh.
And we laid it up against the wall like someone was there, you know?
Yeah.
And then we had dispatch send out an alarm call.
Oh, my gosh.
And he gets down there and he's like, you know, we're there. Yeah. Or I am.
Well, I was there. You showed up with him.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. No, yeah, you were the actor. He's the actor.
Take off the top and everything, the belt and everything?
Yeah. I put a hoodie on.
Oh, no, I was looking at y'all good.
He got that from Impound, too.
I had a little blood on it.
It was laying on the,
evidence locker.
Some brown paper bag is weird.
Yeah. It's left out.
Yeah, it's just left out. I don't know what's going on.
But, you know, 216 gets up there and he sees this tool and everything's like, this may be a good one. You know, he's locking in. And then here comes old Steely, like bebopping around the corner, and then takes off running.
Do you have the hood up?
I can't remember. I don't even know if I told you this or if you even noticed it. I walked out like two or three different times.
Oh, no,
it didn't. And nobody saw you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
So then I'd go back and I'd walk back out again.
Are y'all inside or outside?
No, we're outside.
And then he takes off and 216's right after.
Oh, my gosh.
Just tearing after him. And I'm running behind, and I'm starting to laugh and stuff, so I'm losing all my air.
Yeah, and it's out in the pasture, so
he runs out backside. Yeah, and then I go, and I'm like, I'm just not going to wear myself out. I know this is fake, so I lay down, like drop down, and then he says, "Come on!" And I'm like, "No,
go
without
just
me.
Go without just go. Me."
I did it again.
Just go.
Yeah, and then so he goes up over the hill and Steely pops up.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah, so I'm watching. He's getting close, and I know 216. You know,
he'll rock you.
If he gets his hands on you, he's gonna take care of business.
Yeah.
So he's thinking I'm a bad guy still. So I'm like, he can't get too close. So I'm watching him through the tall grass, and he's getting pretty close. So I hop up real quick. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, what is it? Oh, yeah. On YouTube. Yeah. What did he do? Was a look on his face?
He got mad. Oh, or like jokingly mad.
Yeah. It was
he took care of business.
Because 116.
Face down.
I'm going to tell on him some more because this is great too. 116 was in on it too, but he was at the station. He was acting like he was en route.
Right.
And so 116 is like, 216, I can't see you. Shine your flashlight in the air. So
he's looking like he's doing UFO stuff.
And, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And like, it was all I could do, like, not to pee my pants and laugh out loud. You know, it was good.
It was funny.
So we do jack with each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's fun. We have a good time.
We had a great time.
Because that one, that one's pretty good. Because
one thing I'm learning right now is this is hard doing sober.
I know. Oh, right. Well, I mean, it's like this one over here put glasses on and has got like a keyboard. I don't know what he's doing, taxes and whatnot.
Yeah.
Playing Jeopardy on his
I don't know what he's doing.
Or something. I don't know.
Candy crushing.
Candy crushing.
So we spoke about friends, right? So this is lesson number three for me that I've learned. And it's pets or not your friend.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Good call.
So something I like to share with people that might be getting older or having some health issues.
Yeah, dude. No kidding. But this kind of spins alone. This spins into a couple of things, right?
Yeah. Life lessons. Yeah. So, like, if you die.
Right. If you die in your house
with your lovely chihuahuas. Animals or chihuahuas or
the worst
bird dogs,
precious little kitties, they'll eat your face off.
They will eat your. Well, it just eat all around you too.
Well, they'll eat your fingertips.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they'll kill what's easy first. They like the face.
The lips, face for some reason, right?
The lips, nose, eyeballs.
Yeah.
But then the fingertips, they'll get those. So I like to let people know, hey, you look like you're getting close to the croaking.
Hey, by the way,
health is getting a little bad. Like Larry, I tell Larry this, I remind him, like your health's getting it's not the greatest. Probably want to get rid of your animals.
Right.
Better and make sure they have plenty of food.
How does that conversation go? Hey, you look like you're old as shit. I just want to get rid of your dog.
You look tasty.
Before it eats you. So to play off that one, if you do see somebody that looks old and they're coming to the end of their rope, don't sleep naked.
Yeah, that was another life.
That's a good one. How many death scenes have you been on that they're naked?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, not,
how many warrants have we run and they're naked? And I'm like, why are you naked?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, there's no need for that.
There's no need for that. So I don't understand. Like, no? You sleep naked? Is that what you're going to say?
Sometimes I do, but it's
don't sleep naked.
It's too distracting.
What if
that's
you die?
That's probably why he has arm aids.
Right. You sleep too naked. Yeah.
You get some naked. You get arm aids.
Don't do that. I'm just saying, like,
I got
be aware. See you naked.
Be aware that somebody's going to have to
put some clothes on.
Come in and find you.
Wear some jammies or something.
Have something.
I'm having a hard time concentrating.
What?
What? Okay, I'm sober.
Okay, let's go. Back to you, Stilly. Life lesson number 5, 6. What are we on now?
Choose your friends wisely.
Okay, and how about this one? How about wear your own pants?
Yes.
Oh,
don't make the mistake of grabbing somebody else's pants because you're just too lazy to look for your own.
And what happens whenever you pick up somebody else's pants?
You might have something in your pockets to get. Put you in jail.
Isn't it crazy that 100% of the time that I've talked to somebody and I've arrested somebody, if they're not wearing their pants, there's drugs in those pants.
Yeah.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah, it is pretty crazy.
What's crazy is if you took your pants off and laid them on the floor and I put them on,
you'd probably find drugs.
There'd be drugs in them somehow.
Probably.
Isn't that crazy? Because that's every time I've arrested somebody and they've said,
90% of the time, there's 100% that there's.
Right, 60% of the.
Yeah.
There's that happened to me last week.
Yeah, no, you were good.
But
you picked up somebody else's pants?
No.
Oh.
So they sent
the blue pill.
They sent a message out on the computers to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, someone got their prescription drug over here. We found it, you know. I reached my pocket because I got my AIDS pill.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap.
And I'm like, oh, that's mine.
Oh.
And I sent him a text. I said, hey,
that's my blue pill.
So I said, is it in a sandwich bag?
Oh gosh.
And
this is in the PD.
I'm like, did he rip off the corner of the bag and like twist it?
An offense, you know.
You do have an offense.
So I'm like, hey,
El Capitan.
That may be mine, but they must have fallen out of the pants I'm wearing, but these ain't my pants.
But these ain't my pants. Yeah.
I sent that in a message.
But these ain't my pants.
Oh my gosh.
That has to be one of the best life lessons. If you're going to wear pants, make sure they're yours.
But I guess for me, I'm just surprised at how often that happens that people walk around with somebody else's pants on.
I know. And they're like, the same size and everything. I guarantee if I grabbed any of yours, I probably wouldn't be a great fit.
Yeah, I'd be like, did it come with that belt too? Because that's cool.
Yeah.
And that ID that's in your pocket that's yours? It's kind of crazy how that works out too. Your wallet's in your pants.
I mean, somebody put on Russell's pants and carry my wallet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but wear your own pants. And that's got to be one of the best ones.
Save you a lot of time in jail.
In jail, right? Yeah. So life lessons. Ladies and gentlemen,
life lessons
with the police.
Sorry for all the
Texas law dogs.
Welcome to Sober Texas Law Dogs.
Yeah, we just need that sober.
Pants ain't your friend.
That's what I need to do.
Welcome to Sober Texas Law Dogs.